Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a stunning announcement Friday that a conservative state Supreme Court justice will not seek re-election in the spring. Also, there will be paid parking in downtown Eau Claire starting next June. We'll get reaction from one Eau Claire business person who formerly served in the Eau Claire City Council. Deb Johnson, executive director of the Chippewa Valley Cultural Association, weighs in an upcoming event next weekend, and Perry Polnasek on the upcoming Love Chippewa Clinic. That's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Justice Rebecca Bradley Friday stunningly announced she will not seek re-election in the upcoming April election for a 10-year term on the state's highest court. Bradley was appointed by former Governor Scott Walker in 2015 and elected in 2016. She recently expressed concerns about the state Supreme Court's shift toward partisanship and political gamesmanship. Bradley stated that stepping down is the best path to rebuild the conservative movement and fight for liberty outside the court's minority. J.R. Ross of Wiz Politics commented on Wisconsin Eye.
I talked to Marie Lazar, who is an appeals court judge in the 2nd District out of Waukesha County. She's going to consider it. Others will kick the tires, but they'll have the same question that Bradley did of what's a viable path to win in this environment. And talk to Republicans, they're not sure.
Judge Chris Taylor, a former Democratic state representative, has already announced her candidacy for the seat. Ross says
Chris Taylor is former Democratic lawmaker, former policy advisor for Planned Parenthood, deep voting record in the assembly as a Democrat. So there's a record there you can go after as her being liberal. Maybe you could find a more moderate Republican to run as an alternative, but you know that's a big if right now. So we're looking at a situation where I don't want to say the white flag's being raised, but this is for conservatives a troubling moment where you've got an incumbent who, again, is a hero for conservatives legally, is saying, I'm not doing this.
Again, huge news statewide with conservative state Supreme Court Justice Rebecca Bradley announcing just on Friday she will not seek another 10-year term on the court, which currently has a 4-3 liberal majority. Obviously, big state news, but also big implications for the Chippewa Valley and western Wisconsin. Meanwhile, the Eau Claire City Council this week approving paid parking to return to downtown Eau Claire starting next June. It'll run on Barstow Street from Lake Street to Madison Street, $1 an hour with 50 cents an hour on some of the side streets. Kate Felton is the owner of the Eau Claire Outdoors on Barstow Street in downtown Eau Claire and is also a former Eau Claire City Council member. And while a number have been critical of the decision to return to paid parking, including business people in downtown Eau Claire, Felton says she sees it differently.
I know there are a lot of folks who are real concerned about it. And I know, you know, downtown businesses have had a hard couple of years. And so, you know, big changes like that can be really scary. So I can definitely understand the concern. For me, I have hope that it'll be a positive change. I think that, you know, at the same time, it'll both encourage more turnover, so more folks, you know, coming and going and parking and opening up more spaces for parking on the streets downtown, while also giving people the opportunity who do want to stay and continue to patronize places downtown.
Felton says,
I think that while it could encourage more turnover, so more people kind of coming and going and opening up more spots, I think it also gives people the opportunity to stay a little longer and continue to patronize shops downtown, whether they're, you know, coming down to have dinner and drinks, maybe stop at a shop or a show at the Pablo, they can have the option to pay, you know, pay a little extra to keep their spot downtown. I additionally, in my conversations with this deputy city manager, he has alluded to some ideas that he has about kind of using technology to make the parking experience just more positive overall. So he had an idea about, you know, the app that would be able to tell people who are coming downtown how much parking availability there is. So I could imagine, you know, there are a lot of folks that we hear down here that don't even come downtown because they have this impression that it's too parked up and they don't have any options. But with this app, they could potentially check and see, oh, actually 50% of all the spots are available. So actually I will come downtown. And so it might actually just giving people more information through the technology that will be used could actually, I think, encourage more customers to be coming downtown.
Belton says one thing she was concerned about is,
you know, the logistics of just a quick parker. Somebody, you know, we get a lot of customers here. We just had one just now who like popped in for just a couple minutes. And, you know, those folks might take a chance and not pay the app, take a chance on getting a ticket. And, you know, realistically, I question whether they're going to want to use the app for a really quick stop, you know, less than 5 minutes. And I don't think it's a matter of paying the dollar. It's more the trouble of kind of going into the app just for a really quick stop. And so I was really concerned about what that would look like for people. And I was glad to hear that the city council and the deputy city manager is they're really thinking about that. And they have some ideas, again, to like use technology to solve that issue. Or to have designated spots that are like 15-minute quick stop spots kind of along every block. So I, you know, I have faith that that's going to be worked out before everything gets rolled out. For me, on you know, where I'm at, I'm interested to see how it goes. I know that our parking garages have been underutilized, and I think in large part it's because they're less desirable parking spaces, and you have to pay for them. So why would you choose that over a free spot on the street? And so I have faith that this new system will kind of straighten out the system so that our parking ramps that the public has paid a lot of money for will all eventually start to be used more and free up some space on the street.
Former Eau Claire City Council member Kate Felton, now owner of the Eau Claire Outdoors, commenting on the paid parking for downtown Eau Claire that passed the city council this week and will go into effect next June. Meanwhile, this Sunday at 2, the Heide Center for the Arts is hosting a free event called Nine Divines and Packers Pride, a perfect Sunday. They say get ready for the ultimate game day experience, and you're invited to join them as they kick off the football season with a thrilling double feature. At 2 o'clock, enjoy a special presentation of the Nine Divines, and then later the game, the Packers against the Lions at 3:25. Earlier this week, I spoke with Deb Johnson, Executive Director of the Chippewa Valley Cultural Association, Heide Center for the Arts, about the event.
The Nine Divines is based on a family that lived here in Chippewa Falls, and there were nine divines. They have there's a lot of really interesting history, a lot of it kind of Chippewa Falls based, and actually some of it was based right here in the building because they went to school here when it was a Catholic high school. But one of those nine divines who was sent away, there's a little bit of a cliffhanger there that you have to read the book about, actually turned out to be Dan Divine, who was a coach of the Packers back in 1970s, I think.
Yeah, 1970s.
And it's really interesting because so the book is a little bit different, but the grandson, along with his great uncle, who was Dan Devine's brother, talk about some of the things that they don't have in the book that are unique to Dan Devine taking over that Packer position. Some of us who remember Dan Devine were like, he didn't have a real great record when he was there. However, what I'm finding out now from Darius is that he didn't get a team that was really in great shape. So he did what he could after being a very, very successful college football coach. And he did what he could, but, you know, of course, you know, leaving, he didn't have the best overall record, but that it's so there's going to be those inside stories and things that a lot of people will have never heard before.
So the book is Nine Divines. So the book is titled The Nine Divines of Chippewa Falls, a true story of the unbreakable bonds of family, a deeply personal memoir from A. Darius Hudson. He is the grandson of Dan Divine, the former Packers coach, and the book is co-authored by Deacon Divine, a proud member of the Chippewa community as they both explore former Packer coach Dan Devine in his early years in Chippewa Falls, the struggles his family faced, and the impact of his rise to football greatness. I asked Deb Johnson how old Dan Devine was when he was moved out of Chippewa Falls.
Oh, yes, very young, very young. And like I say, that's part of the interesting, the whole interesting thing about the family. And he was sent away, supposedly to be a temporary send away because they had all these other kids that they were trying to take care of. But he never came back. So they talk about the other Devines and how they grew up and all the, and they made a lot of impact. There's a lot of Devines that had, interesting impacts on the world, afterwards, but Dan was never sent back. And, so that's part of this, the interesting part of the story that, I don't want to give too much away because otherwise, you know, you won't, people may not want to read the book, but it is a really, it's just a very fascinating book. So when he's, Darius and, Lefty, who is Lefty Devine, who is a deacon of the Catholic Church in this area, they write about this book, and they've done some launches, but we're like, let's focus on this Dan Devine part of it, and then we'll pull in the Packers part of it. And the, as you know, it's set to go on the first day of regular season against the Detroit Lions, so it should be an excellent game. So we thought, let's do this. Let's have people come in, hear some stuff about Dan Devine and his time as a Green Bay Packer coach and about the book, and then just move it into let's watch the kickoff of the Packers and on the big screen in a beautiful auditorium, and we'll have food and drink, and you know, it'll just be another great compliment to the ability to watch the game in a big setting.
And again, Deb Johnson, Executive Director of the Chippewa Valley Cultural Association, says the whole event is free this Sunday starting at 2, 9 Devines and Packers Pride, the game, Packers and Lions, with food and beverages available as a fundraiser for the Heide Center for the Arts, along with the game then for free at 325. And finally, there is another Love Chippewa Clinic right around the corner at the end of September. And earlier this week, I spoke with Perry Polnasek about just that.
Well, Love Chippewa, September 27th at the Chippewa Falls High School. And this is, I think, our third time being there. I think we have 12 different churches involved. We currently have medical, vision and glasses. We're struggling on dentistry, so if anyone listens can help us with that, we'd love your help. Just lovechippewa.org and you can contact one of us. Or talk to Mark and he'll get a hold of the right person. But we're trying to meet the most pressing needs in our community within the body of Christ that we can supply. And so there's some foot care that we're working for diabetic needs. We're looking for a foot care specialist. If the person who I'm talking to will know who I'm talking about, we need a foot care for diabetic patients specifically. It's what we are trying to aim at. And we have several nurses that will help, but we need one lead in that. So those are some of the new things. We've got oil changes. We've got food. We've got, I'm trying to think what else.
Clothes.
Things are kind of, pardon?
Clothes.
Well, clothes we're not going to do this year. That's actually the biggest setup and takedown part of us.
Okay.
And so we're going to leave the clothing specialists to do that. But we're going to try to focus on relationships and care. Mm-hmm. So that's the other part, is we're trying to build bridges from, you know, a transient life or a chaotic life into community. And so all of the churches, we need volunteers or advocates mm-hmm. who can come along and just be a friend for the day, kind of offer a glass of water, a cup of coffee, help people walk through this high school to their different spots, get their needs met. But then look for the opportunity to tell your story and then make that bridge or the invite to come back.
So if I'm willing to be an advocate, and I've done it before,
yeah.
But if somebody is, what do they do?
Just you can show up Saturday morning at 7:45 and there'll be a brief overlay of what we're doing and some explanation of how to do that. But if you just bring your willing spirit, that's the number one thing, an opportunity to, you know, think about your story and how Christ has changed you or how he's affecting your life. And then just that willingness to reach across and welcome somebody in and be that person to say, what can I do to help you? And so we have the forums, we have some experts, we have enough care to go around, but whether you can help or if you need help, we'd love to see you and see what God will do with our community.
And again, this was something Landmark Church had done for many years.
Yeah, I think it's a 22nd year straight, yeah. 23rd, one of the two. It's the second longest running group that we have going. So it's good. COVID caused all sorts of trouble for all sorts of people. But we had two events continue on from when we began in 1996. So
I remember the one at the Senior Center, but I've never been at one in at Chi Heights.
Yeah, no, it's a lot of facility, and so we come by the office doors, not the cardinal door, so the front end of the building by the flagpole. There'll be wiggly guys up front, these dancing, you know, things to let you know that's the right entrance. But there'll be great, warm-hearted people and a warm cup of coffee. And if we can meet those needs, we'd like to know.
Terrific. Thanks,
yeah.
Barry.
Yeah, thanks, Mark.
Again, that's Love Chippewa, 9 to noon, Saturday, September 27th at Chippewa Falls Senior High School. Again, they need volunteers to serve as advocates. As an advocate, you'll be paired with an individual attending the clinic. You'll walk with them throughout the event, help them access services, and most importantly, be a listening ear and a friend. This is also a wonderful opportunity to share the love of Jesus with them in a meaningful way. We believe the church is at its best when it steps outside the walls and into the lives of others with compassion and care. Would you consider joining in this mission, Love Chippewa? Again, as Perry said, you could just even show up 7:45 in the morning on Saturday, September 27th at Chippewa Falls Senior High School, and you'll learn what you need to be an advocate for the Love Chippewa event. That does it for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for listening.